you get aha moments at any, it could be in the elevator. We have a what we call a TDR. One of the unique things about, you know, and I think it's one of the last gaming companies that does it, is we actually pay people for their lunch hour here. And they go and they have lunch, and they have lunch that's prepared by our chefs in our TDR. Nice. And so occasionally, you know, I will sit with team members if I'm not with other people. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the things when you create an environment of inclusivity and also a level of comfort where people can approach you, the things you'll find out.
Is that how you would characterize the culture here?
I hope so. I hope so. I think that that's a vision and a core principle that our senior management team subscribes to. I think culture is something that is always an evolving thing, and certainly the hardest thing to change in an organization. And it really starts, you know, it's brick by brick. I will tell you, my marketing and HR partners are amazing at it, but we really do try to get communication out to our team members so that they feel included and know what's going on around them. We're in the middle of a very large renovation project, and it's really, I love the weekly information that we give our team members because it's witty and it speaks to them. But no, I think that you have to be intending to communicate and intending to include. It doesn't happen by accident.